It's Edge Radio Australia. Malloy with you, pressing the buttons and doing all the annoying little slidey things to make this thing work. Why? Because Wayne Brown, the man with his life on track, is in front of me. He's had a haircut. He's looking sharp. He's got the headphones on. He looks like a professional. He looks like he knows what he's doing. So
got you fooled.
Great camouflage, mate. Doing really well. Hey, great to see you. Really, really great. Looking forward to tonight's show. We've just had the joke personally between the two of us about your impressive notes in front of you, ironed in triplicate.
That's it.
Looking amazing. Are we ready for the show, mate?
Always ready.
Excellent. Now, okay, do we have a subject matter for today?
Always.
Okay. Could you be nice and share that with me? That'd be great.
Okay, so a lot of the subjects that I choose to discuss or use as a theme generally originate from conversations I've had recently or interactions or something that I've noticed.
Okay.
And I was having a conversation with a chap that I know today, and he's off to a wedding tomorrow.
Right.
And I suddenly had a thought where, and I had this years ago, how people will spend days and months planning a wedding down to the nth detail.
Yes, they do.
However, they spend no time planning the relationship.
Oh, no way. No, that'll take, it'll look after itself, mate.
Of course, of course.
Maybe.
So it got me thinking about the lack of conversations that we have regarding when we go into a relationship, or when we choose to get married, or anything where there's a high level of commitment. Because if you're just living opposite each other and, you know, you're just catching up occasionally, that's not that important. But once you make the big move to consolidate your lives, there's a lot of things to consider.
No doubt about it.
And actually, I just had an ex-client of mine pop into my head. Mm. She was someone who, when she met her partner, she was like, oh, how am I going to do this, Wayne? He's got two kids and he lives north of the river, and I've got two kids and I live south of the river, and who's going to move? And it's you know, they sorted it all out, though, and they've got their own business now, and they're doing great.
Now they're just, what, they're living on a pontoon in the river? Or
that's
just,
it. Yeah, we'll meet halfway.
That's right.
So, and that's one of those things, and I mean, I've been guilty of this, as most of us do, only because there's certain things that we're not meant to talk about.
Oh.
You know, the old taboo subjects like money. And what strikes me, and this is going to resonate with both of us, where things like children, not enough people sit down and have detailed conversations about it. It's a, should we have kids? Sure. Instead of how we're going to provide them, what are our parenting styles like? Sure. Do we match? You know, all of this sort of thing. Do we have our relationship balanced enough that it's going to be able to weather the storm of children? Because a lot of people think, you know, kids will come in and nothing will change.
Oh, the band, but the band-aid child, if things aren't going well and they have the as big as a mistake anyone can ever make.
Oh, I know. It's nuts. Yes. So I see a lot of people who, they seem to not like their kids.
Mm.
I know.
I don't know. I would think they're the best thing in the world.
But you get some people you can tell they're not natural parents and they don't want to put any effort in either. So, but anyway, this isn't just about kids. It's about money and it's about where you live and all of this. In fact, it reminds me of a joke.
Okay.
This couple are asked how they managed to succeed as a couple. And the wife said, well, I deal with all the smaller decisions that we make, like where the kids go to school, where we live, what job he has. And he deals with the big things like, you know, climate change, unemployment.
Well done.
And I do not recommend that as a method either.
Oh, so one just deals with fantasy, but never mind.
Exactly. So, and it is, a lot of these conversations are difficult.
Of course they are.
Because, one, we're not conditioned how to approach and deal with them. So a lot of the times things like money, you know, where we know that it's important, it's going to factor in there, but we don't have the conversations. And you get two people and one's really good at saving and one's, I know I've been through the four money types before. If you've got someone who's an excessive saver, you know, they're all ducks. And the other person's a real spender, you're going to have lots of problems.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So it's where you need to sit down and look at that sort of thing and go, okay, how are we going to make this work? Because, you know, everything else matches. We need to make the money work. Let's have some conversations. Let's work out a system. And the funny thing is you get a lot of people that sit there and go, money's the problem. That money destroys relationships. No, it doesn't. And this ties in with your last show.
Okay.
It's your perspective of money.
It almost feels like last show was some sort of segue into this one. What's going on?
Funny that. It's amazing how we can do that, isn't it? So your perspective on money, if you're a spender, mm-hmm. you may have been raised in a childhood where money was really tight.
Yes.
You know, and it was you can't have that little 5-cent lolly because we don't have the money.
Yep.
And now it's my money. I'm going to spend it how I want. And if you've got a wounded child in you, mm-hmm. that's just desiring to have the things they want.
Yep.
You're going to be always spending money and your partner's going to get very annoyed. And so those sorts of conversations are ones you need to have. You need to discuss how money.
But, geez, we do everything possible to avoid those conversations, don't we?
I know.
We just go out of our way.
And like I said, we're not taught, we're not conditioned how to do them.
Yep.
And I've actually got one of my meetups. Mm. I think I might have mentioned it. It's called Coffee and Very Interesting Conversation.
Mm.
All right. Did I explain this one to you?
Just go.
But I'll explain it again anyway. Yeah, why not? So I used to have this coffee and conversation meetup where we would turn up, we'd have a coffee or beverage of choice, and we'd just have a chat.
Sure.
Now, when you're going every fortnight, after a while, the what have you been up to gets a little bit thin.
Yeah, it does.
All right? So for me, I had a number of things, like a lot of people growing up, that you weren't to discuss. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't discuss death or money or, you know, all of this sort of thing.
Politics, all the normal ones.
So, yeah, exactly. So now I'm like, no, bugger it, everything's on the table.
Yep.
You know, I need thoroughly to get comfortable with this. So I decided to give the people attending a question. And my imagination's very fertile. So I would give them a question and I'd be sitting there thinking up all these questions. And after a while I thought, hang on. I'm missing out on the conversations. Mm. So I came up with this method where they have to roll a die a number of times and it gives them a totally random question.
Okay.
And I used to have literally every subject in there and now it's everything but sex.
Okay.
They were a little uncomfortable with the sex one. I went, right, I'll give you that one.
Bit of silence, okay? Is that what was going on?
So that was interesting. Anyway, I've had numerous people say to me afterwards, this has enabled me to have the awkward conversations.
That's
because it's been conditioning them to talk about politics and death and drugs and all of these sorts of things and suicide and the things that we need to be able to talk about. And the idea is if we're going to go into a relationship and we want it to work, you need to have the awkward conversations.
Of course you do.
Because if you don't, that's going to create problems down the track. And it's amazing how many things where we don't think they matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say I go out and I go to a pub and I meet this amazing lady. We got on great and everything. And she ends up a little bit pickled by the end of the night.
Yep.
But I go, but whatever. We're just having fun.
Sure.
Then every time we go out, she gets pickled. And then 6 months down the track, I go, this is wearing a little bit.
Yeah.
And I go to pull her up. She's going to go, well, what's been the problem for the last 6 months? So those sorts of conversations and things need to be brought up early.
The one that you brought up before, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but this I think this is a massive one as far as I'm concerned, right? The parenting styles.
Absolutely.
I think this is a biggie. I mean, we're talking about modern relationships, and most of us these days, we're coming in, we've got more baggage than Heathrow, right? So we come. And it's true. But when you're talking about parenting, so now I know in my last marriage, okay, my parenting style and my ex-wife's parenting style were utterly, completely opposed, right? Okay. Mm. And, you know, I could complain, I could go on and I could say, well, mine was right and hers was wrong, right? Mm. Obviously. But ultimately, if we'd had that discussion at the beginning, to be absolutely frank, if we'd had that discussion at the beginning, I wouldn't have had children with her, right? Mm. Full stop, right? Mm. And would have ended the relationship. That's the honest truth. So if we'd, I think about the heartache, don't get me wrong, and I very much love my beautiful son who came from that marriage, right? Absolutely. He's amazing, right? But, you know, I could have gone and had that son somewhere else with somebody else who maybe had the same parenting style and then maybe, you know, that would be better for him, let's be honest, right? And my other children. So that's a biggie for me. And we talk a lot in the show and about relationships, obviously, because it's all about relationships.
Funny that.
Yeah. But we're all coming in from different points of our lives. So, yes. Look, there's some people listening to the show right now who will be in their early 20s. There'll be some people who are in their 70s, right? Okay, and we're all having relationships.
We certainly hope so anyway.
Oh, no, well, I can tell you we are.
Oh, right?
Sweet. That's what's going on. And it's great from my point of view because we are at whatever age we happen to be, people are still, you know, hey, we're trying to find that special person. Right?
Absolutely. And what you alluded to there is something I want to make clear too, is you said yours wasn't necessarily right and hers wasn't necessarily wrong.
Mm.
If you have the conversations, you know, the old good cop, bad cop?
Yep.
It's a case of, okay, who's going to take care of the disciplining? Sure. Who's the one that's going to sit down and have the awkward conversation when my kid comes home and they've been caught pashing on with some kid in a car or whatever? It's who's going to have those awkward conversations?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they hurt themselves and they need comfort him, obviously we can both do it, but who's going to be the default, as in the one that's going to nail that and be really good?
Someone needs to take the lead role for particular things.
Exactly. Mm. So it's working out. These are our scenarios. Okay. When these arise, how do we deal with it?
Mm. And now this, of course, we're talking about parenting in this particular case, but this could be about all sorts of different things.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, we live in a world right now which is very politically, to say it's on a spectrum, we'll go that way. I now know when I have conversations with people know that I'm politically involved, so therefore they start political conversations with me, right? Mm. Where I'm kind of going on this is that a lot of people don't with others because they find that, oh, hang on, that's somewhere I can't go.
Mm.
Right? It's a no-go zone. Whereas what you often find is people will be a bit tentative and they'll go into that conversation and they go, oh, hang on, I actually agree with him. Or you know, there's some sort of synergy about it, right? Which is really, really cool. Or you might disagree and you might just, you know, agree to disagree and move on with life. But these subjects like, you know, your politics and your sex and your religion and all that, if you're going to have a relationship with someone, okay, go in A, with your eyes open, okay, and B, with some sort of plan. Okay, don't be just going in and hands in the air and I'm waving like, I trust me, like I care. I've gone into too many relationships in my life. I'm running on those endorphins. They'll look after me.
That's most of us, unfortunately.
Oh, man, it's such a mistake. And I'm not saying turn a relationship into a business deal. I'm not saying you have to be, you know, overly thorough about it.
Mm.
But be thorough enough. You know?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah, cover enough ground.
Well, it's appropriate.
That you're not going to have any massive surprises.
Yeah.
I mean, I've met people that go, oh, I could never date someone or be in a relationship with someone who has different political views. So,
really?
Why? And that's actually a really good question, why. Kids love that question.
Oh,
and
best
very good reason.
Yep.
Because if you can't explain something, it doesn't matter. See, I say to clients, when you're creating a dating template of who your ideal partner is, if you put something in there, you have to be able to explain why. Why is that? Why do they need to be that particular age range? Why do they need to be that particular height? Why do they need to be this particular ethnicity? Why do they have to have this particular political persuasion?
I agree.
Because just because it's different to yours doesn't make it wrong, as you've said.
Yep.
Therefore, it's not necessarily something you want to avoid. Like if you have a different point of view to someone, they may give you perspective on something that you hadn't encountered before.
Yeah, and you grow from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I've had that. I mean, my wife and I, we're from two different cultures.
Mm.
And there's various things that I do that she's just like, what? Why do you people do? Why?
What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Come on. And I'll have the same opinion about some of the stuff that they believe.
Yeah.
Now, does that make it a good thing, bad thing, wrong, right? No, it's just a different perspective. And the nice thing is that every now and then I get surprised.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'll sit with something that they believe for a while and I'll go, okay, I got it now. I got it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's benefited me being open to that other experience.
Cannot beat being open.
Absolutely. And that's the same, like if you're exploring money, for example, we'll go back to that old chestnut. If you're sitting with your potential partner and you're just having a chat about money and your experiences with money, and they start talking about how they were, you know, they had a tough childhood and they couldn't have the things that they really wanted, you can be more compassionate towards them so that when they're trying to buy something they really want, you can go, okay, I can see that you really want that.
Yep.
At the moment, that's not fitting into our budget. How can we, and negotiation is always a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
How can we get you that without putting us into financial strife? straits.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's those sorts of conversations where that person who's been through that situation can go, wow, they get me, they listen, they understand, they value me.
Look, sometimes, honestly, Wayne, sometimes you've, in life, you've just got to spend the time, okay? It might be a struggle, but sometimes you've really got to look and think, you know, look, you've got to think to yourself, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, but
I knew that was a segue.
I promise, you know, I will find it. It's Edge Radio Australia, all about relationships.
You're listening to All About Relationships on Edge Radio Australia.
You most certainly are, mate. Ready for the next little excerpt, segment, whatever. I don't know what this is. What is this, mate?
A tangent. Just a series of tangents loosely strung together.
Welcome to Aaron's self-help group. All About Relationships.
The money you're saving is just phenomenal.
Why do you think I'm doing this?
Smart move.
I'm a thinker. Okay. Like I said in the earlier show, the one thing I said, but I can lift heavy things.
Exactly.
That's important, right?
Exactly.
All right, mate, let's get back into it.
All right. So those conversations,
yes,
we need to have them. And there's so many different aspects to relationships we need to discuss, especially if you're coming from different cultures, if you're coming from different educational backgrounds,
yep,
because unfortunately, certain people do get looked down on for the jobs they have.
Which is ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah.
And for anyone that's thinking of looking down on someone because they do a so-called low job, here's a little bit of story for you.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 90s, I think it was, the garbage collectors in France wanted to have a pay increase.
Gotcha.
And the French government went, you're just garbos. Don't be stupid.
You disgust me.
I didn't want to go there.
All of a sudden, I felt my inner Pepe Le Pew coming forward.
Oh, no.
That
hasn't aged well.
No.
So anyway, the government said, no way.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rubbish collectors went, okay, fine, we won't just do our job.
Sure.
3 days later, ooh, Paris was awash, and I mean awash with rubbish everywhere.
Yep.
And they went, okay, we'll pay you. And about 2 months later, same thing happened in London.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Where the garbage collectors went, hey, we want a pay rise. And the government went, and having not noticed what happened in France, obviously, went, oh, don't be stupid. 3 days, literally the rubbish was a metre deep all through London.
Okay.
And they went, oh, okay, we'll pay you your money.
Mm.
So no matter what someone does as a job, as long as they're contributing to society, that is the main thing. They're paying their taxes. As long as they work hard, they're loyal, they're respectful. That's the stuff that matters, not what you do as a job.
No way. In a relationship, whenever I've met anybody in my life, I'm talking about intimate relationships, I have never, and I mean this, I've never considered what they do for a living.
People do.
I just don't get it. I'm just going, oh, a girl likes me, that'll do. No. There's that level of excitement. No. I mean it. Like, it just means nothing. Exactly what you've just said, though. You know, are they working? Do they have a good ethic about it? You know, are they contributing to society? Yeah, they are. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Right?
And again, this is something where you have to ask yourself, why?
Mm.
Why is it important what they do as a job? Is it because you want to be seen as prestigious by people?
Sure.
In which case, you don't deserve a partner just yet.
No.
So there's various things you need to look at. You need to look at money. You need to look at children. You need to look at things like parenting. Because it's easier to have kids.
Mm.
And this is how I sum kids up.
Okay.
If you've got a good relationship, kids will magnify that.
Yes.
If you've got a shitty relationship, kids will magnify that. So a lot of people have kids, as you mentioned, Band-Aid kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good reason.
Worst thing.
Yeah,
and people do it all the time.
I know. And it's not fair on the kids because it puts pressure on them.
Sure,
and
it does. And also something that a phenomenon I've personally experienced on more than one occasion, not personally as far as me, but like, you know, as far as people I know, the Band-Aid wedding. The relationship is not going well, so let's get married.
That was my second
one. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm ruining the show.
You've just opened up wounds.
No.
I'm going to have to crawl into my safe space.
Good luck with that. It's the corner over there. It's with all the foam. Maybe a radio studio is the ultimate safe space.
Could be.
Because we covered foams everywhere.
Could be. Yeah, so, and you're right, that was one of those things where, so disclosure for everyone, I have been married before.
Yes.
Twice. And my second marriage was one of those Band-Aid ones.
Right.
Because she felt very insecure in the relationship, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, well, if I marry her, well, I've committed. Surely that means something. No, changed nothing.
Yep.
Only because I didn't understand the drivers behind it.
Yeah.
If I had, I would have
bolted.
I would have had words. I certainly would have had words.
Okay.
And again, and this is also coming from personal experience. If you can't have the awkward conversation and you haven't been raised to have them,
yep.
When something happens which you need to have a heads up about,
sure.
People have shame and guilt and all of this about it,
good
and
point.
They won't mention it to you. And that can have a very detrimental effect to your relationship.
Okay.
So being able to have these conversations is an absolute must. I think everyone should go, you know what? Offend everyone.
Yeah.
We need to get comfortable having these awkward conversations.
We just made the joke about the safe spaces, right? Look, to me, this is the biggest load of crap in the world, okay? I'm so sick of this woke rubbish. As we all know, I'm getting a feeling about this. You picked up? Okay, cool. Because honestly, you need, okay, and all this anti-bullying, okay? Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want people being bullied. I don't want people having a hard life, right?
Mm.
But a certain amount of bullying is good for you, right? That's my honest opinion. I really genuinely think it. I think that, okay, I know in my life, okay, as a child, okay, I went through a period of being bullied, right? And I learned very quickly, okay, now, this is me. Everybody's got a different technique. But for me, taking on the bully or facing up the bully solved the problem, made it go away, turn them back on themselves, and for myself, it built me up, and that resilience and that toughness taught me at a very early age that adversity is something you fight through, you don't run away from.
Right? Absolutely.
So you know, I know that people misinterpreted that, and da da da. I'm not wanting people to be nasty to each other, right? I'm just saying, okay, life's tough. Wear a helmet, okay? You just need a little resilience in your life.
Yeah. Well, this is a video I watched recently, which taps into exactly what you've just said.
Right.
It was this comedian, and he was, what's the proper term nowadays, little person?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And he was born to a family that were all normal height.
Sure.
All right, so he was the only one in the family that was of short stature.
Yep.
And his dad knew that when he got to school, those kids were going to rip into him.
That's right.
So his dad was like, put him up on the bench, and it's like, you can't get down, we're now going to toughen you up. And he would throw an insult at him and go, right, now what are you going to say back?
Really?
And so he conditioned this guy to have all these responses just ready to go. And so he said when he got to school, and so we go, oh, look at you, little guy.
Yep.
And he's just like, right, let's get into you.
Come and play.
And he would just rip them to shreds.
Love it. Love it.
And that is something we need to do.
Yep.
Like one thing that bugs me, and I know we're going off on a tangent, however, it does still sort of tie in. When people say, I'm offended, all right, that is a wonderful opportunity to explore what?
What offends them?
Yes. What and why?
Well,
specifically you're offended
it's very
about
easy.
And why?
Well, you're offended by whatever Channel 7 or ABC told you to be offended by because you are programmed to be weak, right? Okay. No, just weakness really frustrates me because life is tough. And if you don't build up a shell, and resistance to this, then you will be walked all over. And I don't want that for people.
No, exactly. And if we sat and said, okay, let's have a dialogue now.
Sure.
We get comfortable with those conversations.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, these people would find out what they're upset about is something that's only to do with them and they don't need to inflict it on other people.
Sure.
Which means we would then get people that are better at dealing with adversity and challenges and problems, and we would become more resilient, we would become stronger, we'd become more capable. And therefore,
all those wonderful things.
And that all applies to a relationship because you get. I've seen this where. You get one of the partners is terrified to say something.
Okay.
Like I watched a video the other day. It's one of those ones where it's like that book with two planets in it.
Yes.
It just annoyed me. They were talking to these couples and going, what's the secret to your relationship working? And all the guys were like, just do what she says. And it's like, No.
No.
You can't shut yourself down because you're worried about upsetting someone.
It's eggshell territory. You just don't want to live like
that. It's
no
way.
It's
not good. It's not good. Mm. I mean, I remember I had an incident when I first started dating my wife. Mm. She wasn't my wife at the time. And I asked her what she wanted to do. Mm. And she goes, oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? I said, I don't know. What do you want to do? And she goes, no, I asked you because I want your opinion. I went, ooh, got the lesson.
Yeah.
So since then, it's
don't
like,
you take that joke with me.
You want my opinion? You're getting it.
It's so true.
But the good thing is that enabled me to become stronger, more vocal, more resilient, so that now we can have those awkward conversations. Sure. You know, we still have moments where we go, you're not getting it, you're not getting it, and it'll bounce it backwards and forwards, and then we'll get it. But we have those awkward conversations.
So important.
And it saddens me that so many people don't, because then when the situation happens, it's already ballooned out of all proportions, and now you've got to try and get this beast back in this tiny little box that you could have dealt with easier way down the track.
When it was something small.
Exactly.
So much easier
when
to squash
that bug.
Exactly.
Not a mountain.
Yeah, so true. Good advice, mate. You know what? You should do this for a living.
I've been thinking about that, you know?
Yeah. Look into it. Look into it. You know, if you find a guy who's got his life on track, I don't know. Give it a go.
I know. And have a word with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so for me, sure, plan your wedding. I mean, if I look back on my wedding day, we had so many people come up to us afterwards and say that's one of the best weddings we've ever been to.
Cool.
Because my wife planned it beautifully.
Right.
It was all smooth.
Yep.
Anything that happened that was a problem, it was a blip. No one even noticed it.
Oh.
So it was a wonderful experience. Mm. However, we knew that was just one day out of the rest of our lives.
Oh, hang on. Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah, exactly. And weirdly, it's only recently we've just passed our 10th anniversary of being together.
It's very cool.
So we wouldn't have made it this far without those awkward conversations, without sitting down and going, okay, we need to talk about X.
Yeah. I'm going to take the guy's perspective here because I am one. And I know that people look at it differently. Perspective is important.
How many references can we make?
We've got problems.
Can anyone text in how many references we've made?
Man, it's like you're running out of thumbs. You just come on.
Yes.
Where was I going on this?
You're a guy.
Yeah. Okay. With conversations, and I think about how often I, in my past relationships, have just gone, I can't be bothered with this conversation, right? Because you just, you know, the shoulders kind of come forward. You think she's just going to go whingy, 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 whingy. So you avoid the conversation, right?
Mm.
That's just, it's just such a, you're not going to get a resolution, right? You actually find yourself as a person actually shrinking away.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you really shouldn't do. Like, just talk about it. Never walk on eggshells. I mean, look, show kindness, show balance, all that kind of carry on, right? So just don't go in there and just go, you know, yeah, your bum does look big in that. No, you don't do that, right? Okay.
And he was last seen alive.
Exactly right. Police report that. But you need to have the conversations. And obviously I'm just really rebutting, I'm basically repeating what you've said, but so often in life, guys tend to just go, I'll take the easier route, okay, because I don't want the argument, right? So we just go, okay, and it tends to be, in my experience, that it's very much a guy thing that we tend to do. But I'm a guy, so that's going to be my perspective.
No, so I'm glad you brought this one up because it is very, very important, all right? Modelling and conditioning.
Yep.
We were raised, I'm guessing your father was similar to mine, where the mother was basically in charge of the household.
Yep.
Dad earned the money.
That's right.
All right. So if that's your modelling and you basically just do what mum says, that's what you tend to use when you get into your relationship.
Yep.
Now, not only have you had it modelled, you've also been conditioned because you get all the TV shows you watch, the news articles you read, everything. If it's all putting the bloke down so that you reach a point where those sorts of conversations are super awkward, you're not going to have them. You need to be educated, conditioned, and modelled how to have conversations that matter.
Because we are conditioned.
Okay. Absolutely.
Look, TV programming, all of that sort of thing, it is very much exactly that programming. You know, I think about, okay, a show that a lot of people loved, okay, everybody loves Raymond, okay? Mm. to me, when I look it back, and she puts him down constantly.
Yes.
And I just think it's absolutely crap show, yes. Right? Some good gags in there, whatever kind of thing, and family dynamics and all of that. But like, ultimately, when you really break it down, and I think about how many other shows are out there that are like that. You know?
Way too many.
Way, way, way too many. Mate, I think we need a break, okay? We've been talking a long time. I've actually chosen a couple of songs that I can't even do a segue into. I really can't, okay?
Yay!
I've
just
We baffled him. I've just chosen a couple of songs because I just think they're silly and they're kind of fun.
Nice.
And they kind of fit in with relationships. So here we go. It's Edge Radio Australia. Quick little break here. It's all about relationships. But right now it's, I think you pronounce it, no, I'm not even going to try it. I think it's Effia. It's called Somewhere. Oh, a modern love song right there. I tell you right now, Wayne, how good is that? It's Not Fair. Lily Allen, she was a bit of a cutie, actually. But some of those attitudes, I don't know, I feel intimidated. I'm just going to say that.
Expecting a lot, obviously.
Oh, I tell you, she had some pretty high standards, apparently. And so do we. We want relationships that last, mate, that have, and not just last, yeah, and don't last beyond their use-by date, okay? We don't want any off milk here, okay? We want relationships that are quality, okay? We don't want to send anyone to the emergency room. So what in this last few minutes, I'm sorry. I really am. Why do I do this to you? But okay, what we need to do here is we've got a few minutes left in the show. I need more wisdom. Okay, again, this is this is my therapy session. Let's do this.
Okay,
all right.
So I keep saying to people, you need to have these awkward conversations.
Yes.
What everyone's probably screaming at the radio is how?
That's a good idea. Do that.
Okay. So exactly. Mm. That's why I chose to do it. So awkward conversations generally are awkward because we think they're awkward.
Okay.
All right. So if you have something you need to bring up with someone, the worst thing you can do is we need to talk about something really important.
Yep.
Because straight away you're going to scare the crap out of the person.
Yep.
All right. So first thing you do, don't make a big thing of it.
Okay.
All right. First thing you do, don't make a big thing of it.
Good rule.
Just chat as if you're just having a normal conversation.
Sure.
You know, I saw this the other day, just thinking maybe we should toss some ideas around, see what you think, see what I think, see where we meet in the middle.
Yep.
And then it's a have a conversation. Now, when you're having the conversation, and this is where it gets tricky, if one of you gets triggered, there's that key word again, or buzzword or whatever it is.
Yep.
When you're triggered, that just means there's stuff there you need to deal with.
Okay.
Now, you can either deal with it straight away, which I don't recommend.
Okay.
All right.
It's, okay. Interesting.
So let's say I sit down with my wife. I've just started going out with her and I want to have a conversation with her about money.
Okay.
Because, you know, she's a wonderful saver. I think she should loosen up a little bit. So we're having a chat and she starts getting wound up and says, oh, yeah, but such and such and such, because she's been triggered.
Sure.
And I go, okay. I can see that that's really important to you that we address that. However, for the moment, can we just put that to one side and we'll talk about that on Sunday over lunch?
You're making a booking?
Absolutely. Ugh. Because if you don't, then to them it looks like you're not committed to having the conversation. Okay. If you go, we'll have it later, well, are we talking a day, a week, a month, a year? Okay. What? So it's a, no, we'll deal with it. We just need to deal with what we've dealing with at the moment because we don't want to get overwhelmed.
Makes sense.
So it's a, right, let's deal with it. And once you've dealt with it, you make sure that you both agree with it, actually agree with it. Because if you're just like, oh, yeah, whatever, and that's not good.
No, not at all, mate.
Because it's that just means down the track you're going to be pretty pissed off.
Of course you are.
And that's just going to create more problems. And the whole idea of having discussions is to minimize the conflict.
I hope so.
Not to exacerbate it. So it's a, and the one I mentioned a while ago, the old whiffle stick, is always a good one.
Yeah, okay. And I, look, when you talked about this before, like the concept kind of in my head, it doesn't sound that great. And then we get further into the conversation, it's like, yeah, okay, I completely get it. Yeah.
And I mean, I've used it, and when you see how much the other person suddenly goes, oh, I'm going to get heard. And you're not going to interrupt me. I don't have to explain. You're not going to negate me. You're not going to minimise. Right. You're going to hear exactly how I feel.
You're not going to hit me with your whiffle stick. That's
exactly.
Right.
But the good thing is, in their willingness to unpack, they can reveal things that they wouldn't normally reveal.
Okay.
Because, you know, they might have a certain guilt about it or shame or a fear because you might minimise them or whatever. So they then disclose something that you go, ah, that now helps me make sense of where you're coming from. I now have perspective.
Yes, you
There's
do.
Another one. So
someone has to count these. Really.
Exactly, I know. I'm going to have to listen back and count them. So it's one of those things where now I understand where you're coming from.
Yep.
Now I know how to address it.
Okay.
So everything in a conversation, no matter how awkward it is, can give you information that will make it less awkward next time.
More information, you can make a clear decision, okay?
Really, absolutely. Yeah, and if you're both heard and you both understand, then it's a case of, okay, there's nothing else to discuss. We're done. Cool. Yeah.
And it's also, like, people need to feel heard.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, you know, like, often it's a whole, you know, are you listening? Did you actually hear me? You know what I mean? There's, you know, there's that difference. When you can see the screen there go down over their eyes.
Yeah, the eyes glaze.
No. But yeah, to be heard, it's an important thing. It makes us feel validated and important.
Yeah. And I know sometimes when I'm having these heavy discussions with my wife, sometimes she'll go, you look like you're tired. You look like you need to go and rest. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. We can push on. So it's nice that she actually goes, yeah, now's not the right time for you. And I'm like, no, we can do it. Or sometimes I'll go, yeah, you're right. My head's just not here.
Yep.
So, which is nice because then I make sure that next time she gets my full attention.
Yep.
So sometimes we push on. Sometimes we do a rain check and address it at a later date. And it's one of those things where they are awkward conversations. They need to be had, though, and that's need to be had. So if you're going to a relationship or you're considering getting married, please have the conversations. They're important.
They are. And run through the list. Write it down, okay? Yeah, just cover the
absolutely. You know, what are your concerns? You know, what are your things you're worried about? And I've said this to clients where the more you can preempt it, when it happens, it's a, oh, cool, we've already role-played this. We've already worked out how we're going to deal with it. It's not overwhelming now.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, I like that, mate. That is very, very cool. Okay, I feel like I'm sitting here and a weight's off my shoulders, mate. It really is. You know, you made all this so much easier for me. I'll go out and make the same mistakes over and over again. I joke. I mean this really from the bottom of my heart. It is such important advice. It really is. And just the ability to step back, listen to this, look at it from a different view. Okay.
I love the way you avoided perspective.
I just had to just for fun, right?
But it still counts.
It does. It really does. Get me a thesaurus. Quickly, I'm running out of words. No, it's absolutely brilliant because, you know, the thing about us, and I'm saying human beings here, is we want to be in relationships. It's good for us.
Absolutely.
I keep hearing about people who are going through life and then being told, you know, you're independent, you're this, that, you don't need anybody. Yeah, you do, right? Life is so much better. Ooh, I get where you're going to go on this, okay? And please do go there. But what I'm getting at is that, you know, we're social creatures. We need people in our lives. So
absolutely.
I'm not strictly speaking about romantic point of view. We love people. We need people. So you go and say what you need to say.
No, it's because I've met them. All right, and it is predominantly the women that do this. They go, I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need a man. And it's like, well, that's the wrong attitude for starters. No one needs a partner.
Sure.
Because if you need a partner, that's way too much pressure on them.
That's right.
It's I choose to have a partner. I want a partner.
Oh, look, it just went all Simpsons. Choose you? For those who are playing at home and know that bad joke.
And that's the key because every day – I choose my wife, and every day she chooses me.
That's cool.
You know, it's a case of, you help me to create a life that is one that I don't need to escape from.
That's awesome.
Because you get people that go, I'm going to go and play golf or hang out with my mates so I don't have to hang around with you. You know, if you've got to escape from your partner, that's something's wrong.
They're damn straight. Okay, mate. Well, I think that we've covered a lot of really good subjects today. I'm trying to go through and I was thinking about, like, what song do I choose for the way out, man? I really don't know. I'm a bit lost. I want to, you know, leave on something upbeat, okay? Something that sort of shakes the curtains a little bit. So before I do that.
That's not a good image.
That reminds me of a great Aussie joke, and I can't say it on air.
Oh, okay? I know.
No, I cannot. But you've got about 30 seconds, mate. I want you to, you come in here every week. You bring fantastic advice. Where can we find you?
Into the interweb, you mm-hmm. type in Wayne Brown, Life Back on Track, and mm-hmm. my podcast and website and all that sort of stuff will pop up. Yep. Socials, type in Wayne Brown, All About Relationships, and you can listen to all of these shows on my podcast.
Can you really?
All of them.
Wow. So if you've got, like, I know, hang on, how many shows have we done so far?
Well, this will be show number 42.
All right. So if you've got a spare 42 hours, kick back, enjoy, get your relationship in order. It's Edge Radio Australia. We're going to get out of here with a bit of a party anthem. Why not? It's all about relationships. And all out. Yeah, having fun, enjoying life. It's Edge Radio Australia.